Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 427 for Thursday, June the 9th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were lower at Thursday morning, following declines in U.S. soybeans and influenced by some technical trading as well. Canola was anywhere from $2 to $4 lower, with the July contract down $2 at $522 per ton, while the November contract was down $2.90 at $526.20 a ton. Losses in Malaysian palm oil and crude oil added to the downside. There are ideas that yesterday's gains were overdone. The U.S. soybean crop is off to a good start, while weather conditions across Western Canada have turned mostly favorable for canola. However, the Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more desirable on the international stage. Commercial demand for canola continues to be strong, and farmer selling is somewhat sluggish right now. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 3 to 4 cents lower, with the most active July contract down 5 cents at $11.72 a bushel. Traders were positioning themselves ahead of the USDA crop production and supply and demand report, and that is due out tomorrow. The livestock industry continues to clamor for supplies of soy meal, and China has stepped up to the plate to buy soybeans. So far this year, China has imported 31 million tons of soybeans. That is a rise of nearly 15% from last year. Corn was 5 cents per bushel weaker, with the July contract sitting at $4.26 a bushel. Last week saw the second largest production period for ethanol ever, and that did weigh on the market. The old crop corn carryout is expected to be lower in tomorrow's USDA report. CONAB has lowered its estimate of Brazil's corn production to 76.2 million tons. There are expectations of frost in some parts of southern Brazil, and that has put a weather premium into the market. U.S. wheat was 13 cents per bushel lower, with the July contract coming in at $5.06 a bushel. U.S. wheat was lower as traders took profits. The USDA report tomorrow is expected to show bearish U.S. and global ending stock numbers, and traders are likely trying to get ready for that. The market bias is still technically up, but it's not up by much. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, June the 9th, in Winnipeg for Farm Market News. I'm Dave Sims.